The guest who? The guest who? The guest who with Jacob Gibbs. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Now let's start the show.
All right.
Yeah, I've been vaping since I was in seventh grade.
See, they didn't have vape.
Yeah, no, I had it started off with the box mods that some girl I went to school with who moved schools, and that's a whole nother story with that. But she, her friend or mom worked at like a massage parlor, and they, besides zero gravity, so they went into zero gravity and got it and brought it back to school. And we were just in the bathroom just blowing nose. We were back there just in the stalls. We'd swap that thing to the hallways. We'd be walking down the hall with one arm in the shirt, like we just had a little dangle going on because we didn't have long sleeve shirts on. And we was just sitting there sucking it through our shirt and blowing it back through our shirt.
So it was like double filtered.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
See, that nice. When I was in school, man, you had to smoke real cigarettes. Yeah.
No.
We did. Yeah.
Cigarette.
We would come in sometimes, man, and the teacher or whatever would be like, let me smell your fingers.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of scary. But yeah, because you smell smoke on them, you know?
Good. Yeah. Yeah. As long, smoke's better than fish.
Yeah, that's right. But like, my mother, she thought she had the trick to it, dude. She would smell my hat bill.
That would be better, yeah.
Yeah. No, I thought that, I always thought that was pretty sharp. You know, it's like, she's like, give me your hat. Why? I'll smell of it. It's like, what? Yeah, I smell like sweat and smoke, man.
Yeah.
For sure.
These are, they're so easy to hide.
Oh, I know, man.
The only thing, if you know who GOAT is.
GOAT.
Jeff Horton.
No, I don't know.
GOAT, the guy that does all the maintenance at Holly Pond.
Oh, okay.
You know who I'm talking about? Oh, taller guy, got a billy goat beard.
Yes, everybody, I do know him, yeah.
He would sit in the like place where they do the custodian room.
Yeah.
And it's got a window right there because there's chemicals and everything. He's sitting there inside the school and smoke out the window. But he'd go into the men's bathroom on the far side. You know the far side building?
Oh, yeah.
The one that's by the library? Yeah. That's the bathroom that everybody smoked in because the front bathroom was by the office. So he would go in there, and I was sitting there just peeing, and I had a green apple, sour apple, cane vape in my fingers like this. And I turned around and blew it out, and I gave him a thumbs up. And he gave me a thumbs down. He walked and told on me. And I got 3 days of A school. And then, but back when I was in seventh grade, I got caught too. We all got called to the principal's office, about five people.
Yeah.
My buddy Tucker Gamble, his dad, Chuck.
I know Chucky. I like him. Yeah.
Chuck was like, y'all heard y'all been vaping. And I was like, I don't even know what vape is. And he was like, well, I heard you had your mouth all over it. And I was like, I don't put my mouth on anything. That's gay. Like, I was like, I can't do that. So I was lying straight to my teeth. And he let me go.
Really?
Go to church that night. Stephanie Barnett used to go to church with her. Goes and tells my dad about how I was kind of involved in it. So my dad asked me if I was. I couldn't lie to him. So I like start crying. Told him, yeah. I didn't go to A school, but I got blistered, man.
Oh,
I got blistered.
Come on, Jed. Yeah.
I know. I was 13. My lungs needed to tingle.
I know. It's good exercise because you're taking like a deep breath in. You're taking a deep breath out.
But you're actually. Conditioned you.
That's right. You're a 90s baby. No, you're 2000s.
I'm 2004.
Baby. Oh, my God.
2004 was 19 years ago.
You're actually the. How do they say this? Like in my day, it was smoking in the boys' room. And in your day, it was vaping in the transgender bathroom.
That's what I was thinking. I knew you were going to say that. I'm vaping in the family bathroom.
Your generation.
Yeah.
It's your generation that started all that.
Your generation had Wonder Woman. Mine has Wonder If It's a Woman.
Yes. That is very true. Yeah. I'm sitting here with Carter Thomas. He is a upcoming country singer-songwriter.
Yes, sir.
He's got how many songs you got now, brother?
I have a plethora of songs list. But right now, my new single, my debut single, Empty Home, comes out August 28th of this year at 12 a.m. Eastern Time.
Sweet. It's going to be available on
all streaming platforms. Yeah. Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer, anything you can think of that has it, it's on there. Amazon. Sneak peek. Nobody's really known about this yet, but there's an album coming out in October. There's not a setting date on there, but it's just a 5-song album that it'll be my first one. It's called County Road 1669.
Sweet. Is that the road y'all live
that
on?
That is the road that I live on.
Nice. Is that where you was born?
No.
No.
I was born in Holly Pond over on Turkey Hop. Oh. Or I was born in Coleman, and that's the house that I grew up in since 2006. So I lived there since I was 2. We just moved out of it this year. But all of the songs were recorded on in the house. Sweet. In County Road 1669.
That's house. What's cool about country songs, man. Like a lot of it too, you can really tell like they put a lot into like where they're from and like their belief, you know what I'm saying? Like that kind of thing. Yeah, like country music, I like that kind of stuff. Like classic rock, you know, it's always like breakup or love kind of stuff or just like some Metallica. You know what I mean? Like it was,
I feel like I haven't lived long enough to know about all the like life stuff, but I sure can write a song about a breakup.
You're experienced.
I'm experienced in breaking hearts.
Oh, man. I've had my heart broke a couple of times. Yeah, well, actually a bunch of times. I didn't really get to break any hearts, though. That's what sucks about it, you know?
I broke one last week.
Dang it, dude.
She didn't stay on for long.
She didn't stay gone for long.
No, about
that's
two.
That's a song.
That is a song.
She didn't stay gone for long.
That's a good one.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just see, about the time I was walking away. She told me not to leave today. She couldn't stay gone for long. I don't know how she even thought I was right. I don't know.
There you go. Something. See? Something. I can't do that. I can't make up stuff like that.
That's like a Riley Green song.
Is it really?
No, but it sounds like it. Oh.
I like. Okay, so Riley Green was at Rock the South.
Riley Green was at Rock the South. And amazing. You went? I went.
I love that Grandpa's Never Died.
Yeah, that's a good song. That's a really good song. It's really easy, too. It's only like 4 chords.
Really?
Just the main ones. Rock the South, the most, like, 3 days on hell. Like, it was terrible. Hot. It was great, but it was terrible. It's hot. Had to stay hydrated. People throwing up. I mean, I was watching Cody Johnson, and all of a sudden, I look behind me, and there's a girl popping a squat right behind me.
Number one or
I hope number one. Actually, story time. She's pissing, and I was like, whoa. So I like shine my flashlight to figure out where it was at so I didn't step in it. And there was no piss on the ground.
What?
She pulled her, I guess, out. She like, whatever. She peed on herself. Like, she had to have peed all
went on her legs and ran in like her cowboy boots. Yeah. When she got home, she just poured them out in the commode.
She, God almighty. She had to. She had stinky socks. Stiff socks.
How many, I always love to say this. This has always been one of my sayings. I said this on the podcast I was on before. But there was more Wranglers cut last weekend than there was people in Chicago all last year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was 105,000 people there.
That's crazy.
In 3 days. 13 countries, all 50 states.
Wow.
At least one person from 13
countries. Who was your favorite?
Who was my favorite? Cody Johnson or Riley Green. Yeah. I love Zach Bryan. I mean, I've got a Zach Bryan tattoo. I love Zach Bryan. He puts on a great show. He played a song called Revival. If you know Zach Bryan, you know Revival. He played it for his like encore song, 20-minute long. And that song was only like 3 minutes. He played it for 20 minutes. Did real good. Cody Johnson puts on an amazing show. Never seen him before. I'd seen Zach like 3 times. Cody Johnson is incredible. And he like gives thanks to all the firefighters, EMTs, first responders, everything. Tells them how great they are. Stood up for Jason Aldean. Like it was...
That Jason Aldean thing, man, they're blowing that way out of
proportion.
Blowing
it way out of proportion. They reaching for everything they can find nowadays because they know that they're on their heels. So, I mean, they're trying to find everything they can.
You know, I was thinking about the Jason Aldean thing. I was reading some stuff and whatnot, but if you go back into lyrics, okay, we go back 70s, 80s. Alex Cooper had the song.
We'll be right back.
If you're wanting to shop Guess Who merchandise or maybe create your own, check out addisondesigns.us. They have everything from hats, shirts, koozies, coasters, you name it, they make it.
Check them out, addisondesigns.us. Don't forget to use the promo code GUEST2, receive 10% off. Check them out.
School's out for summer. And he's like, school's been blown to pieces.
Yeah.
What would they do if that song came out now?
Shoot. What would happen if David Allan Coe wrote songs now?
Oh, I know. Look, I mean people have really...
If that ain't country.
People are such, like, they look for everything to, like, bitch about something about, you know? That drives me nuts, man. Yeah. It's like...
Their woke agenda is just not flying around here. God.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible to me. It's like, it's a song. If you don't like it, turn it.
Exactly. Just because somebody else doesn't believe in the same thing that you do doesn't mean that you should, for one, try to cancel them or blast them on all social media or call them a racist, because that's probably one of the worst things you can be called today because of the culture that we live in. Like, to be a straight white male that's Christian valued and conservative valued, you kind of just like, you're the enemy. Enemy.
Yeah. Well, see, people know them, all of them, all people. But, like, today I was reading on the post where they caught those three guys that, like, jumped the dude.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And one of them had wrote on there, you know, that one dude's kind of smirking. He's got a mullet.
Yeah, I've seen it.
One person's like, yeah, they're racist. They got that good old boy haircut. It's like, damn it, man, I have a mullet.
I used to have a mullet. I had a luxurious mullet.
I have a mullet. If a black guy called me right now as a buddy of mine, he needed my help, I'd go.
Michael Jackson had a mullet.
Yeah.
And so did Prince.
Yeah. And see, yeah, it's like, that's not good old boy. It's just a hairstyle.
Yeah. Like Jerry curl.
Yeah. Did you see any, what's the shortest pair of cut off jeans you saw? Half butt cheek, quarter butt cheek?
Probably half.
Female or male?
Female.
Female.
I hope so.
I saw a lot of those guys.
Otherwise, I was getting a chubby for somebody else.
Dude, ain't that for real, man? Sometimes I'm like, where did you come from? You know, I'm in Walmart. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You turn and knock over the milk, and you're like, what? Where am I at?
We got a spill on all three. Spill on all three.
I hope that's milk.
You know, I saw, we were just talking about the newspaper, dude. Is a newspaper really a thing? It's all online nowadays, right?
They still have, like, Coleman Times and Coleman Tribune. But, so like, Coleman Daily, papers. Not really a legal news source, but that's where I get all my news from.
Me too. I like Coleman Daily.
I do too.
It was so funny, though, man. I got to trolling the trolls. I was telling you about this.
Yeah.
And this one might get me canceled, but I just want people to know what kind of people it was that was, like, putting negative stuff on there, you know? So Rock the South comes in. They raise millions of dollars. They give charities. They give all kinds of stuff. They offered a $10,000 reward, or they giving a $10,000 reward to whoever it was that turned in the guys that jumped that guy. You know what I mean? Like, they do a lot of good.
Oh, yeah.
Probably, I think that's the biggest, like, sales weekend and the most money, like, raised throughout the whole year.
Oh, yeah. It helps, sure, like, local businesses out tremendously. Oh,
yeah. I mean, yeah, their stores get swarmed. People buy cowboy hats from places, you know, jeans, even drinks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Buying drinks from stores and stuff.
Like Goat Island.
Oh, yeah.
Probably, like, super busy.
Right. Yeah. So I in doubt, man. I started looking at some of this stuff, you know, and then people are like, oh, my God, this guy got beat up. He needs to move it out of Coleman, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And blah, blah. So, you ever, like, whenever somebody, whenever you see, like, people bitching about something or something online, do you ever just look at some of their profiles just to see what kind of people they are?
Oh, yeah.
I do, too.
You look at a girl, and you're like, quit fat shaming. Quit doing this. And then you look at a picture of her, and she's so big, you have to roll around in flour to find a wet spot. And, like, don't talk. Like, you,
right.
Just because you... Like, you can't physically do something that somebody else can doesn't mean you have to, like, talk down on them. Because they'll have these people that'll be in people that work out, like, all their TikToks.
Oh, yeah.
And be like, you shouldn't post these things. You shouldn't do all these things. And I'm like, why? It makes you uncomfortable because you're lazy? Like, like, go work out.
But I got to looking at some of these people's profiles. I may get in trouble for this one. I don't know. But, one lady I clicked on said she was a mama of two fur babies, okay?
Okay. Like dogs.
Miles and Milo, two cats. Okay. Ooh. It took everything I had, man, to tell her, I know kittens come from a pussy, but I don't think it's the one like you have.
You know what I'm talking about, though?
I mean, that's the kind of people that's bitching on there. Yeah, this woman bad. Thinks those cats are her babies, man.
Yeah, it's... I used to live with my buddy, and my buddy's wife, she's got two cats.
Yeah.
And they're like, you don't mess with them cats. He's got a dog, and she would, like, kick the dog and like, be taught mean to it and stuff. But, man, if the cats, they didn't ever do nothing wrong at all. And it was bad. It was bad, bad. But she's one of them Milo and Miles.
Milo and Miles.
They ain't smart enough to come up with a different name. That's just the same name. That's a variant.
She must like to eat at Milo's. She probably lived miles away, and she just like, took that, wrote it down, named those cats after that. But that's the world we live in.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot, dude. I was going to do something, too. I was just kind of curious, man. And I know you can't believe half the crap you see on the internet, but I'm going to see here. I'm going to go to the most reliable source on the internet. I'm going to the Urban Dictionary. And I want to see what a fur baby is. What do you
think? Look up Alabama Hot Pocket. Don't look that up.
Let's see what a fur baby is. I wish I could remember that lady's name, dude.
Dadgummit.
It's not fun. It's a term that childless couples use to describe their pet.
Or single fat girls.
Yeah. I got the best birthday present for my fur baby. Mittens, a diamond studded collar. That's one of them. Oh, fur baby in slang, though, is a woman's vajayjay.
Oh, shoot. Got that, that fur burger.
Hey, talk about fur burger.
Oh, God.
You said it first.
Yeah, but I didn't talk about it.
somebody told me Alan Jackson sung Chattahoochee.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
What happened?
About the, get me a burger, like, and a grape snow cone.
So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone.
Yeah.
Something, but I didn't go home.
Yes.
Way down on the phone.
Hamburger and a grape snow cone.
Oh, I seen what you're talking about, I think. Yeah. But it's been a while, so I don't know what it means.
Well, you think Alan Jackson, dude.
I think it's what you get after you get told no.
Somebody told me, let's see. Dude, I'm about to, I can't get it. Oh, right there it is. That's the emphasis. Okay. Burger and a grape snow cone is a phrase that describes oral sex for 69. So that's what Alan was talking about in there, man. Yeah. But snow cone represents the penis.
The penile region. But see, in the song it says, you know, he fogged at the windows in his old Chevy. He was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone.
They were parking.
They were about to get it on.
So she wouldn't go home run. She went third base.
Yeah. She was like, you know what? I won't let you get the cherry. You know, but I'll let you have the box that it comes in, you know?
That's right. Your dad's going to kill us.
He's going to murder me. No, my mom, I'm not going to be able to share this on my Facebook, but I'm 1,000% okay with it because I'm having a great time.
His dad is actually a professional cornhole player.
Indeed. He's been on the show.
Yep. He was the very first guest on my show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And our podcasts they're going to go a little different.
Oh, yeah. Your dad knew I was holding back, man. Like that. Yeah. He's been around me away.
That's one thing that I've always, like, kind of prided myself in, was that I'm going to be me 100% of the time, whether you like it or not. Right, if you can't handle me, don't be my friend.
Yeah. Sam, same way, too, dude. I really am. So, what are you playing, like, some
You're playing local?
Yeah, I play gigs every now and then. I've been working pretty bad lately.
You got to tell what you do. That's interesting.
Yeah, so I fix all the street lights in Birmingham for a subcontracted company out of Birmingham, but it's from Alabama Power. It's called ULCS.
Oh, cool.
And drive around in a F-550 bucket truck and
go up.
It's very simple what I do, but most of the time. They have these LED lights.
Yeah.
And there's a thing called a photocell that goes on top. It's just a little thing. It's got three brass prongs. Stick it in there and twist it. Activates it. Sun hits it. It don't light up. When it gets dark, turns on. So that's how the lights turn on at night.
Oh, is that the street lights?
Yeah. Street lights, not the actual traffic lights.
Right.
So
you work on street lights?
Street lights.
I got you. Okay. So that's how they do. That way it's like a...
It's called a photo
dusted dome kind of thing, yep, or whatever.
And sometimes you'll have a bad ground. Like the other day, I was fixing one and have these crimpers, which I don't know if you know what that is or not, but it's got these two little things and it kind of looks like this. And you press a button and it goes down and it pinches the metal together so you can put...
Smash your fingers too, can't you?
Yeah, you can put wire in there, crimp them down, electrical tape them, and they're out of the way. So it completes the circuit or whatever it is. I just know how to do it. I don't know what it's called. But I do know that if it's hot and you touch it to a neutral, it makes boom. So I was crimping and I got too close to the neutral and it blew up in my face.
Oh, God.
I was 25 foot up in the air.
Oh, man.
It was scary.
I bet it was, dude. Yeah. So during storms and stuff, I guess it's lightning really affect them. I mean, can they get struck and it blow the bulbs out of them?
If anything got hit, it would probably be the transformer, and then the whole thing would just blow up. So
I've seen a transformer blow up one time, man.
I haven't seen one, but I'd like to see it.
It's loud.
They're full of canola oil.
Oh, man. It was pretty scary, dude. It, blew up, and the line somehow got cut in half, and, the power line, and it was trying to arc across a parking lot. It looked like a lightning bolt going across, the parking lot. And then, I'll say across the parking lot. It was probably about 10 feet, 15 feet, but it was arcing back to itself. Man, that asphalt was even, smoking. Then it eventually just kind of caught, on Jeez. Fire on each end.
Yeah, the highest that I'm going to be dealing with is probably 240, 277, and then maybe 240, 277, 120. That's what I'm messing with.
So which one is it? Is it 220, it'll knock you off of it, but the 110, it can stick you, right? Or is it opposite of that?
So yeah, 120, it'll... when you touch it, it's just barely anything. It kind of feels like somebody's pinching you a little bit.
Yeah.
And then 240, it'll zap you pretty good. And then 480, if you got hit by 480, probably won't be able to let go of it. You're gonna
hold on to it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Somebody else have to pull you off of it, which is scary.
Yeah, because if somebody else goes to pull you off of that,
they get hit. You have to just run up and kick them, kick them or push them.
Knock them off
to where it doesn't completely get you, where you lock up.
Oh, wow.
Because if you go to grab somebody, you're gone, too.
See, I always heard, man, with electric fence, you could be walking to the electric fence. Seems like we tried it and both of us got shocked. But, holding hands,
mm-hmm.
the person that grabs hold of the fence is not supposed to get hit. It's supposed to go through them into the other person. Seems like we tried that, though, and I feel like we both got shocked. I think we did, actually. I think we both got shocked.
I know that if you are, jump up in the air and you grab on the electric fence, you won't get shocked because you're not grounded.
Do you know what I used to do when we were sneaking fishing ponds, man, when we were sneaking around fishing? Most of the fence chargers, they got a pulse. It just runs every 5 seconds you would get shocked or something, or every maybe 3 seconds.
You'd shock yourself and time it.
I would walk up there and just kind of slap it two or three times. And I would always set my tackle bag and my rods behind everybody else. And I would walk up there and smack that thing three times. I'd be like, it's off. And I would start walking back to get my bag, and somebody else would already be climbing over the fence. They're like, dude, it is on.
But you can walk up and kind of slap it, you know?
Yeah.
And it won't get you.
Yeah, I got a funny story about that. I used to work for a lineman crew out of Eva called J&J Fiber Lineman. And we were out there in Arab fixing something for Otelco. And I had leather gloves on, like pretty thick leather gloves. And we were, you know, we were cutting it down and putting it back up. So putting new up, cutting old down. I went and tapped the electric fence, so you know, Steve, because whenever guide wire fell on there, it would spark. Well, it wasn't really sparking. So I was just tapping it to make sure. And I was like, I just was like, heck, this ain't feeling nothing. Boom. To my knees. 100% like out all the way. It was turned up. I had to have been like the highest thing because I've never, God. I mean, it was felt it. It when I hit it, I did not let it go. And it went both knees to the ground. And then I was out. And they were like, are you okay? I was like,
probably. Like, I'm okay. You know, I know a lot of people that have put like a 60 mile. Like fence charger on like a, or a, not 60 miles, 60 acre or whatever, you know. It may be miles. It's something 60 acres or 60, but it would only be on like 10 acres. Yeah, those things right there, yeah. You'll see a cow like walk by and look like they got laid on the grill for a quick second, you know, and burnt their ass. You know what I'm talking about? Nah, I really wouldn't do that much, but yeah. I've been farming lately, man.
Farming. That's something like, I mean.
I've been getting made fun of.
I can.
Nobody believes that I'm country boy, man.
You going to chicken farm or goat farm?
Cutting hay, man.
Just cutting hay?
Cutting hay. I'm a hay farmer.
Hay farmer. Yeah. Hay farmer. At least you're not a little left-handed cigarette farmer.
That is true. Hey, there's a lot of money in that, though.
There is a lot of money in that.
Turn those things into those little delicious gummies. With
a couple boys that's about all they do now.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of – I've actually I'm going to get this girl on that her and her mother make the gummies and stuff.
Is she from around here?
They sell them. Molly Freeman.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's one of my buddies. The guy I lived with, that's his cousin.
Okay.
Yeah. I used to go over there sometimes and help them pick that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like CBD stuff. I said a couple times. I went one time. And it was just so I could see a girl that was over there. It wasn't her. It was a girl. I do a lot of stupid things for some women.
Oh, yeah. I can actually say I've never went and
picked weed for a girl.
Picked weed for a girl, yeah.
I drove to Auburn one time.
We'll be right back.
Alabama Horseshoe Pitchers Association is currently accepting new members and looking for participants. If you think that's something you might would be interested in, check them out via Facebook or website. Just type in that search engine, Alabama Horseshoe Pitchers Association. You can find all your rules and regulations there. Maybe you're just starting out. Maybe you've been playing a long time. It's all handicapped, so you're not going to have a newcomer playing against a veteran. So everything's matched up to where everything is fair. That's a great group of guys over there. If you're into horseshoes and you want to be yelling ringer, go check it out.
Did you?
Yeah.
For?
The woman.
Oh, my wife's from Auburn, man.
It's not worth it.
Yes, it is.
Especially when you have to settle for a grape snow cone and a hamburger.
That is true. My brother used to sing that song. He'd say, way down yonder at the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than an itchy coochie.
Well, he always said a hooker's coochie.
Hooker's coochie?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so much you can do with that song, man. So much. There's so much you can do. And it's endless now.
What is a hoochie coochie, though? That's what I want to know. Ooh. What's a hoochie coochie? Is it because you know you got hoochie mamas?
I got to go back to Urban Dictionary with this one. Hey, I'm this thing's getting it's going up. I'm gonna end up getting me like a sound guy that comes sits in, man. And I can ask him like what it means, and I'm gonna let him read it off so that I don't look like
one with the little fuzzy microphone that's like bumping into your head every 5 seconds.
All right, hoochie coochie. This is gonna be terrible.
Yeah, while you're at it, look up the Mexican lawnmower, but don't read it.
Oh God, dude, I can't do that without reading it. I don't even know how to spell hoochie.
H-O-O-C-H-I-E. Third place in the Holly Point, third grade county. Oh, right there. Spelling bee.
It's a really old term going back to 1890 about a sexualized dance performed by carnival sideshows.
That didn't really make sense.
I mean, them dances must have been pretty fire.
It says, let's see what the sentence is.
Jeez, man. This one's dead, too.
Yeah, these don't even make sense on there. Yeah. But there's like a thousand ways it could be wrote out.
I about died.
Is it that cold?
I choked. Oh. Went down the wrong pipe. Went over here and this thing was dead. So I was like, I'll just get some water.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it did.
There's another one. I brought another one up right over there. On the other side of the table. Hold on. I'll get it for you.
Ain't worth it.
You got to entertain while I'm gone.
So how about that airplane food?
It's delicious. Oh, we'll see.
What's the other one? Appreciate it, my friend.
You're welcome. All right. Oh, I got to get back in here. But yeah, I'm going to try to take this thing, dude, and I really need like a sound person to like help me out with it. I got to schedule. I'm going to try to like schedule. Because, man, if somebody like cancels on you last minute, it sucks, dude. Mm-hmm. You know, like I want to get like people lined up where I know they're open. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. I see you got a lot of peach flavored drinks. You like peach?
Man, I love it.
I like peach too.
Yeah. Did you want one?
No, I just like peach. You ever had the freeze dried peach rings?
No,
I ain't either yet. But my dad sends me pictures of them every morning. And he don't even get them, but he just sends me pictures of them. And I'm like, get them so I can try them.
That stuff's expensive.
My girlfriend, her family, like, knows somebody that makes it.
Really?
Like, freeze-dried stuff. So they gave me some freeze-dried Skittles. They're good.
I did have a Skittle, I think.
They're good.
So it's got to be like the chewy candy.
Yeah.
Right? Because somebody told me you could get bit of honey.
What is bit of honey?
You never had a bit of honey?
I had Werther's.
Oh my god, Werther's!
I do some dangerous stuff. Werther's
is grandpa and grandma candy.
I love me a good. I used to get a bag of Werther's for Christmas, and a bag of oranges. We was too broke to afford anything. We had bags of oranges and Werther's.
My mom always just stuffed my stocking full of lotion, so I quit stealing hers. No, seriously, I grew up poor, man, so
I'm very blessed to say that I got just about whatever I wanted for Christmas, and that was a complete joke. I will say that on behalf of my dad raising me, he did very good giving us just about everything we wanted, kind of spoiled us. Now I don't want to work.
I know how that is, dude. But I really wasn't poor growing up, but I always like saying, you know, I was so poor growing up, man. That if I wouldn't have been born a boy, I wouldn't have had nothing to play with. Yeah. You ever heard that before?
Yeah, I about didn't have nothing to play with whenever I was little. Because this is an honest to God true story, man. I was about 2 years old, and I had to get up on my tippy toes to use the bathroom. I could rest it on the toilet seat lid.
Oh, God.
And we had one of them big porcelain toilet seat lids, and I didn't push the toilet seat up all the way, and it came back down and smashed it, and it was purple. And my mom went down and took me to the ER like 2 a.m.
It's nothing but veins, right?
It's a big sponge, I guess. Now it kind of looks like an L. It never grew since then.
Is it like flat on the end or anything?
It was like flat Stanley. You know who flat Stanley is?
So you could probably get paid a lot, man, like adult films.
A certain category, maybe.
They would call you like Flop or something. Like your name would be like Flop. Carter Flathead.
Flop Johnson.
Come on. Carter Flathead Thomas.
Flathead. Oh, gosh.
I'm guaranteeing you, dude. I think you could really. Oh. You got something going there. Yeah.
You call me the key.
Yes. Yeah.
I got an analogy for that, too.
Let me see it.
What? Oh, gosh. You scared me. I didn't know what she's talking about because I said I had an analogy and he was like, let me see it. And I was like, How do I show you an analogy? But I mean, I get
one of my, one of my favorite things, man. I always like follow my friends in the bathroom a lot of times, and especially when there's like 4, 5, 10 urinals, and I always make sure I stand right beside them, and I'll look over at them, be like, nice penis. Everybody in the bathroom looks, and it's like, I'm just kidding, man.
But, yeah, I do that with strangers.
Do you?
Yeah, but I'm not kidding.
Oh, I'm not kidding either. I really, but I do it to my friend. I don't do it.
Oh, you don't? You ain't ever done it to a stranger? You never had a measuring contest in a club bathroom?
No.
You missing out.
Dang it, dude. Did you get flattest?
Yeah. I got flattest and whitest.
Oh, white snake. Dang.
Mm-hmm.
That's a story, though. I've actually never heard of anybody.
Dude, I've had a pretty eventful
getting the lid dropped on.
Oh, it was bad. And then, like, around the same time, I guess, probably a couple, like, I guess that school year, maybe, or, I mean, I don't know, I was probably, like, 4. So, let's say second grade or first grade.
Oh, so you were in school when this happened.
I was like, 4 or 5. Yeah, I was probably in pre-K. And I think it was either kindergarten or first grade. I ran away from school.
Really?
You ever heard of the kid that ran away from Parkside?
No.
I was the kid that ran away from Parkside. I literally left school. Like, I got it, like, down here, because, like,
by... How old were you?
I was, like, kindergarten. I was, like, 6.
Oh. And you just... Were y'all, like, at PE or something?
No, man. I was in the classroom. I said, I got to go to the bathroom. She said, all right, you can go to the bathroom. Went to the bathroom. Didn't come back. I ducked down below the glass of the office doors, crawled. Walked out the door, made it all the way down to the sheriff's office. And there just so happened to be a police officer right there.
Man, it seems like maybe you're... Somebody's told me that story about you, actually. I think your dad may have told me that story about
you. He could have.
Yeah. So, yeah, because I remember somebody telling me a story about a kid running away from school when it was like kindergarten.
Yeah, that was me.
That's weird. Where was you going?
My grandma's house. She lives down there. My dad's mama. She lived down there in Bailton.
Oh.
So go down Fire Station Road, then cut the turnoff road. I guess it's, I don't know what road that would be. Fairview-Bailton Road, I guess. Because if you just go straight, it goes straight there. Go down that road, take a right at this little like bush. I always call it the tropical bush because it looks like a cactus looking thing. I don't know, but I always call it the tropical bush. And she lives in a big old brick house down there.
Oh, wow.
Bunch of fighting chickens down there. No, I'm just kidding. You know, legally, we cannot say that. There is game show chickens. We go to different states and we show them and we win.
Is there chicken fighting still around?
No.
There's not?
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Bug tussle? They still fight them?
Bug tussle.
Really?
Bug tussle. Arab. Oh, like in between Arab and Bailton.
That's pretty. There's a lot of money spent at those.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's like crazy.
Oh yeah. I've seen fat stacks pulled out.
Wow. Did the chickens ever attack you?
No.
Did they really not?
No. I don't get in there and pit or nothing. That's like,
nah.
That's scary.
I'm talking about like even when you have them at home. Like, do they stay in that cage,
dude,
all the time?
Yeah, when you go, if I ever had to feed, I've always been scared of going and feeding chickens because they'll like, you'll be walking past and they'll like jump off. They're on a tie cord, or if they weren't on a tie cord, they probably would get to you.
Yeah, they'll tear you up, man.
Yeah, I got bit. My dad was like, "Hey, hold this gray. He ain't gonna bite you." Held it, didn't bite me, pecked me, whatever. I was like, "Yeah." Nice. I love these roosters. Only the gray ones. Only the gray ones. The gray ones are the nice ones, right? Because the red ones look mean. But they're the chicken. They're going to do the same thing. So I was little. And then a couple years went by. So I just went up and picked the gray one up because I was like, you know, these are nice. Got me right on the arm. I threw that sucker down and I ain't never picked up a chicken since.
I got 4 chickens back in the backyard.
And they can stay back there.
They're nice, man.
Yeah, that's what my dad said too.
I think it's funny how they run, man.
Are they the big pants chickens?
Oh, yeah.
You ever seen those?
No, these are...
They like to have pants on?
No.
Those are cool looking chickens.
Me and the kids are talking about dressing them up for Halloween. That would be pretty funny. Have some kids come up, man. And
you can put one in a Superman outfit?
Yes.
Supercock.
They got to make chicken outfits, I guarantee you.
They probably do.
Yeah. Supercock. Yeah.
Supercock.
I may make my own little Superman looking wonder, like a Wonder Woman too, man. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. All right. So we're talking about your music. I got sidetracked there for a minute.
Yeah, we got on a little I told you I could ramble.
I can too.
I mean, I can sit here for 5 hours.
I love talking to
me too.
People like that though. I think people they're more interested in just hearing two people talk.
You know? When you think about it too, like everybody went to this phone. You can text somebody. You can text them. You can do this. You can do this. And honestly, that separates us because back before text messages, back before nobody has meetings anymore. Like, if you're not involved in, like, a organization or a church, you're not meeting with your buddies and talking. You're getting on the game and playing a game and talking on the phone. You're not having that, like, fellowship with somebody where you're in their presence and you're actually talking to them and making a bond with them. And that really separates us. Like, if we held meetings with our buddies, like, we had, like, hey, monthly friend meeting, we're going to get breakfast, we're going to get lunch, we're all going to sit there, talk about what's going on in our life, kind of guide each other and be there for each other, just, like, once a month, the world would be a lot better of a place.
Yes, it would. It really would, dude. I know, like, some younger kids, too, man, that are, like, you'll be like, hey, are you talking to so-and-so, talking about a girl or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, I've been Snapchatting her.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
Yeah, that's just the new thing. You ain't got to and see, like me, I'm a grade A, like, I'm macho man on Snapchat. But you get me face-to-face with a woman, I can't say nothing, hardly.
Really? You like, shy up?
I get real shy. And see, but the thing is, it's like, I'm shy, and then I get that icebreaker. And once I have that icebreaker, I'm in, like, wild rice. Like, I'm there.
See, I've always been... I'm like a social butterfly.
I mean, I am too. I can talk to anybody, but
if it's like a girl you like,
but if it's a girl that I like I remember growing up, I liked this girl all throughout school, and I could not hardly say nothing to her, and I made the biggest fool out of myself so many times to where eventually I became the teddy bear friend, and I was that best friend. Got invited.
So you'd go out with all these hot girls, and they'd be like,
dude, I was the guy that gave the girl massages in school, but and they'll be talking on the phone with her boyfriend. But he'd be fine with it.
Did they think you were gay or anything?
I mean, I'm pretty sure. I got invited to a couple of sleepovers.
You're pretty sure?
Pretty sure.
Oh, ain't nobody ever thought you were gay. Oh, my God. That's awesome. Oh, yeah. Back to the tractor story, though.
Yeah, what was that?
I've been cutting hay all week, man.
Cutting hay?
Yeah. Nobody can believe that.
What kind of tractor you got?
John Deere.
John Deere Green.
I'm going to make a video, I think, tomorrow. I'm going to be like, she thinks my tractor's sexy. And I'm going to pose out there beside it.
In your Speedo?
Ooh, I could.
In the Speedo.
I really could. Yeah, that's
all good up.
With a cowboy hat on.
With a cowboy hat on.
Yeah. People don't think I'm country, man. You know, I mean, not all heroes wear capes. Not all cowboys wear cowboy hats, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and... there are people that know how to drive a tractor with a flat bill on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the mullet.
Yeah, I like the mullet.
Thanks, man.
Jealous. I'm growing mine back out. Or trying
to. Yeah, you
need to. I'll show you a picture of mine later, man. I had a luxurious mullet. I mean, it was down to like right here.
Oh, wow. I'm going to get mine trimmed up a little bit, I think. Mine's trying to curl.
Since we're on the topic, I'll just go.
I will tell you something really funny, though. You know, I get told all the time, that I look and I act like Theo Vaughn.
Yeah, I was thinking before podcasts, like
all that kind of stuff. We were down at the beach last week. And by the way, it was hotter than three hells there. It was like miserable, dude. It sucked. Well, it was fun, but it was hot. But it was so funny, man. My son, he's always dressing up like different costumes and stuff. He has a Paw Patrol costume that my mother bought him. And he wore it down to the pool. And I was grilling down by the pool, and this pool's public, you know, like to people that stay in those houses or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was so funny, dude, because this woman, when me and Walker walked by, which is my son, he was dressed up like Paw Patrol, like Chase. The woman turns around and tells these other ladies, says, "Oh, dude, that's a sweet, you look like Billy Ray Cyrus." You do. Billy Ray Cyrus. But we were walking by. And this lady turns around and tells these other ladies. She's like, I don't know which one's more rare, to see Chase from Paw Patrol down at the swimming pool or the fact that he's with Theo Vaughn. And I just started giggling. I never even turned around. I just kept walking. Yeah, it was so funny, dude.
That is funny.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Because, see, they didn't even know I did like podcasts or not, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, I listen to podcasts about every day.
Is that what you do?
On the way to work, I got an hour, 5 minute drive, so I'll turn on Two Bears, One Cave.
I like that. I like them guys.
Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer.
Yeah.
I'll be sitting over there cackling on the way to work. And then if I ever get like in a mood where I'm like, I can't find any good ones that are with Two Bears, One Cave,
yeah,
I'll turn on Theo Vaughn's. His is like, what, Tuesdays at the Backyard or something,
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, it's this past weekend.
Or this past weekend. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
I like Theo's, man, and I like Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan's good. Yeah. I can't hardly, like, I have to watch clips. I can't sit there and watch the whole thing.
That's what with me with Theo Vaughn. I love Theo Vaughn. I think he's one of the funniest people in the world. But I had much rather listen to, like, his best of. Mm-hmm. But, like, Joe Rogan, I like to listen to the whole thing.
He gets deep. And I like getting deep. But,
That's what she said.
I like getting deep, but sometimes I like to stay on the surface.
Yeah. There was, you know, Joe Rogan's big into the aliens. You know, and like Elon Musk is big on the alien thing. Like,
aliens are real.
Are these smart people?
I know they are.
These people are smart on this stuff, man.
I've never believed in aliens until like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yes, because a guy came on a podcast. I don't know whose podcast it was, or he had an interview with a news thing. Said he worked for the CIA one time, and that they have been tracking since the 40s of UFOs coming in and crashing in nuclear army bases and air force bases and everything, because the UFO signals are attracted to nuclear like radiation, and they'll crash. And the government has been compensating families of the crashes would like hit people or be in the, and they would die, and they would have to compensate the families for the money. So all that's getting released. And then they're like, somebody's been driving it. So they said that most of the UFOs that they've recovered since the 40s to, you know, now has been pilot. I mean, UFOs are ships, and ships have pilots. So there's somebody that's in there driving, and he confirmed that they are non-Earth inhabited. And I think
so. Do they look like the alien thing? Like,
I don't know.
You don't talk about like the big head, the big eyes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Little bitty nostrils.
They didn't have any pictures or anything. They just said that that is a real thing. And then the whole JFK assassination.
The Kennedy's death was really weird.
Yeah, I mean, it was real weird from the angle, the way they say he got shot versus the bullet trajectory.
Are you thinking an alien done it?
He was in the process of releasing all that information, and he died.
Oh, that's interesting.
And it just so happened to be that Lee Harvey Oswald was killed by us, or killed. Lee Harvey Oswald was a single gunman that killed the president. And then a single gunman, Jack Ruby, killed Lee Harvey Oswald. Why is it just one person? Why are there not more people involved?
That's a... You know the Rolling Stone song, you know, it's like, who killed the Kennedys?
No.
When after all, it was you and me.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the... What is that song? It's like
I'll be honest with you.
Something for the Devil.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never listened to them.
Dang, man.
I'm not a big rock guy. Classic rock, Eagles. Yeah. Let me some Eagles.
This is the same era, man. This is
Mick
Jagger.
That's like Mick Jagger and his little gay dances and his moany voice, and I just can't get into it.
I only like a few Rolling Stones songs, honestly.
Hey, Mick Jagger's birthday today, actually. Turned like 81 or something.
Really?
Yeah.
He's still alive?
So, surprisingly.
Somebody told me one time, dude, he went to do like a stage dive. You know, like out in the crowd, nobody called him. I'm serious.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't want to touch a sweaty Mick Jagger. That's probably just slide off your hands like an old up cat. A hairless cat.
Ugh. Yeah, that is true. He would be sweaty as hell. Ugh.
Chew.
How did those guys, though, let's think about this one. Do you know who AC/DC is?
Yeah.
Okay.
For the most part. I play this game called Thunderstruck with my buddies.
On Guitar Hero or something?
No.
Thunderstruck with your buddies?
Yeah.
What? I gotta know what that is.
So you turn on the song Thunderstruck.
Yeah.
And then it's like every time it says thunder, somebody drinks.
Oh.
And then you drink until the next says thunder. And then whoever gets the solo when after it says thunder just gets screwed.
Damn.
But I haven't played that game in a while.
Oh, yeah. You don't. Have you ever done the Hell's Bells challenge?
Mm-mm.
Where like every time he says like Hell Bells, you slam your goober in the damn lid on the toilet.
On the toilet seat.
You'd be good at it.
I'd be really good at it.
You're like, mine's already flat.
I'm the professional. It can't get no more flatter.
God almighty.
One time I thought if I got a bicycle pump and put it in the tip and just started hammering on it thinking it might blow it back
What'd
up.
What'd you do, fart a bunch?
Yeah. Just blowing butt.
We were talking about transgenders. If they had like a blow up, you know, like it's like, hold on, let me pump this.
He's only got one ball, one fake one. He just had to sit there and squeeze on it.
It's like,
that's a real thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People are really doing that, dude.
Yeah, like old kids. Men that still want to mess around that can't get it up no more. Even Viagra don't work. They go get a pump implant and it, like, you can press on one of the nuts and it'll blow it up.
Is that real?
It's real, I swear.
No.
Yeah, Donnie Baker, swear to God. Rest in peace.
Yes, man. I was going to say something about it. That's so funny. I swear to God. I was going
to
say.
Swear to God.
I was going to say, I hate, man, that about Donnie Baker.
Yeah, Ron Sexton, man. He was a good one.
Swear to God. I was going to say, swear to God.
He was a good one.
He was, man. I liked it. He was talking about Ronda Rousey one time, I think, or something.
He's funny. Yeah. I get a lot of sayings. Like, I'm sure you've kind of heard me say some goofy stuff. I get a lot of things from him and Southern Grandpa on TikTok.
Southern Grandpa.
He's just a guy who's like says Southern Grandpa sayings, and he'll be just coming in the house.
It ain't Southern Mama, is it?
No.
You know who Southern Mama is?
I think I've seen that. That's old school.
Darren White?
Yeah, something like that.
Darren something.
I remember that on Vine. If you know what Vine is.
Yeah, the Vines.
Like the app Vine?
Yeah, back when? It's got like pretty girls and stuff on there too?
No. This was TikTok before TikTok. It shut down. Twitter bought it out and shut it down. This is like 2012 to 2015, 2011, 2015. Real big.
See, I jumped straight from MySpace to Facebook. I didn't go anything in between.
Yeah.
I'm not a real big Instagrammer. You a big Instagrammer?
I post like major moments in my life on Instagram. That's about it. I know some people's got like 1,400 posts on Instagram, but I've got like 8.
Yeah. See, that's what me, man. Like, I use TikTok for my podcast stuff mainly. I throw it on Facebook or whatever and Instagram, just whatnot. But my podcast is probably really more of like TikTok material than it is Facebook and Instagram. Because I'm liable to say anything, man.
TikTok's your freedom of speech a little bit.
Yeah, I think TikTok I can kind of let my hair down a little more, you know. I kind of feel a little more comfortable about sticking something on there versus Facebook, where everybody's grandma and everybody's
put in jail.
Yeah.
You get put in jail on Facebook and you can't like nobody's posts or look at nothing. And I'm like, what's the point in that?
Oh, yeah.
Shoot, I see some bad stuff on Instagram, though. You ever follow meme pages on Instagram? About 11 o'clock rolls around, they just come into sex toy ads.
Really?
Yeah, it's bad. Like full-on dolls. And I'm like, I want to follow you for laughs, not get a chub.
That is very true. Yeah. No, I don't know, man. 11 o'clock at night.
I know.
19 years old.
It's bad. It's rough. It's rough on the socks.
I probably did.
And my mom's new brand new washing machine.
She goes in there. She's like, wow, he really sweated up. And like, she pulls two socks apart. Sounds like Velcro.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what that boy's been sweating. But
he's been working hard. I'm proud of him.
Your mom's never going to do your laundry again.
No.
It's over with. No. We used to have a friend, man. He used to do that. And he would do it on like a dish towel. And he would shove it underneath the couch, man.
Chew.
Yeah. You remember those couches?
I had an old Carhartt t-shirt. Because those things were built up.
Spray it with a little bit of WD-40. Yeah, oh, yeah. I heard that.
That's brand new, but it sounds like a good idea.
Hey, they say tennis shoes, man, you can do wonders with WD-40. You heard it here first. Spray your tennis shoes, like the whole things, and then put your detergent in there just like normal. Wash it up.
Well, WD-40 stands for water displacement 40. It's for like cleaning off airplane wings.
Really? Do you know what it's like, what its main base is? I just read this the other day when it was talking about the shoes.
Zinc. I don't know.
Fish oil.
Fish oil?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's not actually like the old people, man, used to like spray it on their knees and stuff for arthritis. And that makes sense because they'll say like healthy joints and all that kind of stuff for taking omega-3, mm-hmm. which is fish oil. So I want to try it, man. Like, when I get arthritis, I'm going to try it. You know, it's
be walking up like a sleek pig. You just like go to you try to sit down, you just slide out of the chair.
I might put a little bit in my hair, man.
Put my head down and sliding, my guns up,
sliding out of stuff, man. I don't know, maybe too much dirty stuff in one podcast, but I do have a buddy that one time said he. I don't know if I should say this or not.
This is going to be a raunchy one.
Yeah, it's bad. I better just.
Let's leave it for after the show.
I've done went this far.
We can we should make another podcast called Guess Who After Dark.
Yeah, Guess Who After Dark.
And it's just unfiltered.
Raunchy.
Just, yeah. Raunchy.
What is about that word raunchy?
Raunchy.
It's raunchy. My man Carter's jeered that door.
Yeah, let's see somebody's home.
Yeah, that's the kids. they're hollering for me now. But before we get off here though, Carter's gonna actually play a song too, so
yes sir,
definitely want to hang on for that one. So on your album, like when are you gonna have an album, or is it just gonna be on like the online stuff? Does that make sense?
Okay, so yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's not gonna be like an actual vinyl album.
Right.
It's gonna be an electronic album. So okay. It's on like Apple Music and everything, and it's an album. Like it's 5 songs. Not gonna release the names. Everybody already knows the single to the album that's promoting the album. Like I said, the album's gonna be called County Road 1669. The single is Empty Home, which is gonna be the song that I'm gonna be playing today. Yeah. But yeah, it's just 5 songs that I've had in the storage bank that I picked the ones that I thought somebody might like, and I picked a couple that I like personally. So probably about 3 that everybody else will like and 2 that I liked pretty good that I was like, I don't care if they do good, which this, I'm just dipping my toes in the water, man. This is my first ever anything.
Man, you got
all
voice,
myself
dude.
Trying to get all yeah, the editing and voice. Everything.
I wish like hell I could sing, man. If I could sing, dude, I'd be singing all the time. I sing all the time.
It was definitely something that I couldn't always do. My man. Mom and my sister, if you think I sound good, they blow me out of the water.
Now they sing. Still,
they sing a lot. Yeah, they sing at church and stuff. My sister hadn't really sung. My mom hadn't really sung in a while. But growing up, they was in the praise team and singing solos all the time. And I played the guitar for my sister a couple times. But I just never sang.
Right.
But I was like, I want to sing. I was so jealous of playing guitar for my sister and her posting on Instagram and everybody telling her how good she was. And I was like, I want people to tell me how good I am. So I just went down to the basement 3 or 4 hours daily. Just all the way growing up. And like growing up and hitting puberty and everything, your voice changes. Like you find what it was. But really, like I've been playing guitar since I was 14, and I'm 19 now. Yeah. And I think I've been singing, like wanting to really be like a singer for like 2 years.
Really?
So
singing and playing guitar too.
It's a little different. To that. Yeah. It took me, but it's like one of those things. It's like once you get it, you got it. So like you might suck at it, but you know how to do it.
Right. So I played the guitar, but I couldn't sing worth a lick. But I would try to sing a little bit just so that I could just kind of know if I was the speed right or whatever. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it at all. I mean, like, nothing.
Yeah, it's just something that you got to do, because I couldn't really do it either at first. And then probably like 3 or 4 days of really just working at it, I started picking it up. And then, I mean, 2 years I've been... Voice has changed, and I've found what I want to sound like, and found how to write. Or I didn't really find how to write songs; kind of just was good at it, I guess.
Yeah. That's actually a gift too, I think, to be able to write songs, man. Me and Jesse Priest was talking about this, dude. Like,
I love Jesse. Jesse's
a good guy.
Jesse's,
man,
been like a very good example in my life for music. Anytime I need something or ask him how to do anything or communicating with somebody, how to talk to crowds, how to people, like anything, if I ever need anything, I always ask him. And like a guy named Levi Cole, which you probably don't know who that is, but he plays gigs around here a lot. He does open mic at Moe's Barbecue on Monday nights.
Oh, okay.
And I go up there and play sometimes too. He helps me out a lot on just how to memorize songs and how to do that, because that's one thing that I struggle a lot with, is I can play any song you want to play if you put the chords and lyrics in front of me, but taking that away and making me actually look at it, I can't remember anything. I inherited it from my dad, I guess, because he can't remember nothing either.
See, that's what I went to an Eagles concert one time, man. Joe Walsh could not remember any of his songs. He was singing Life's Been Good, and he was just like, Life's Been... And he went over like the same verse again. He was like, I can't even remember the words.
He's probably coked out of his head, too.
He probably was. If it wasn't for him, though, I'd have fell asleep.
Yeah.
Not going to lie to
what
you.
What year did you go to the Eagles concert?
Oh, Lord, that would have been probably 2001, maybe.
Oh, shoot. I wasn't even born yet.
No, you wasn't born. You
I went in 2016 or 2018. I went in 2018.
You did go in 2018. Seen Birmingham. What farewell tour number was that? Because when I went, it was the farewell tour. That was like, 2000.
I don't know. We had Timothy B. Schmidt and Vince Gill.
Huh. Yeah.
So they didn't have Randy Meisner, which was the put me on a highway.
Oh, yeah.
Show me sign. And take it to the limit one more time.
Man, I talk about Eagles, though. Is it Timothy Smith?
Yeah, Timothy B. Schmidt.
Yeah, man, he's got the voice, too, dude.
Yeah, he can go up pretty high on there, too.
Oh, man. Yeah.
He's a... He's a bass player.
Yeah.
Which is crazy how he's a bass player, but he sings the high notes. And so was Randy Meisner. Randy Meisner was a bass player. Because it screws with your brain. Because you're down here playing doom, 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 and then you're like singing super high.
Oh, yeah.
So you're off key on everything, but that's just how you're supposed to be.
Wow. See, that Timmy Smith or whatever. Yeah, he's one of my favorites. Because the Eagles had, let's see, Glenn Frey, Don Henley.
Glenn Frey, Don Henley, Joe Walsh.
Timothy Smith.
Timothy B. Schmidt, Vince Gill, and then the other guitarist that was Don.
That ain't Don Henley.
No, it's Don. I think it starts with an F or something.
I know who you're talking about, yeah. They had, the whole band was good singers.
Oh, yeah, they were.
They were disabled. I know that had to be nice, to be able to take a little break or whatever, on doing, singing that stuff. But yeah, that's what I had Oh So Clutch on here last week talking about, just different things. But I think that he had a lot of his song, you gotta hit those. Once you hit, you put out a couple of those really good songs, that people love, it just blows everything.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm searching for, man. I'm trying to get any kind of song I can get out that's going to hit the people where I need to hit them at, and it's going to grab a taking to me. Because, and it all starts really with, in this day and age, it starts with a viral hit on a social media app.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it does.
If you don't have connections already to get into Nashville, and the Nashville singers are just auto-tuned punks, they're not even really good.
Right, yeah. That's what, Clutch does hip hop rap, you, Jesse Priest, Daniel Harbison, Jason Harbison, Jason Higginbotham. There's so many very good musicians around here. My cousin Sean Gibbs, I don't know if you know him. He plays in two or three bands, man. Yeah, they play cover stuff. But now he was in one band, and what they done was they took Lynyrd Skynyrd, Call Me the Breeze, and they turned it into a jazz kind of song. It was awesome.
Steven Seagals. You ever heard of Steven Seagals? Steven Seagals,
no.
They take AC/DC and turn it bluegrass. Hey C. Dixie.
There used to be a Hayseed Dixie. Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. There's Hayseed Dixie, and then there's Steven Seagal's. It's like Steven Seagal, but Steven Seagal's. And they're pretty good. I like listening to them. But they're like bluegrassy and stuff. But Hayseed Dixie, that was pretty good.
That was good. I saw them at Sammy T's like
really
years ago. Yeah.
I've only been to Sammy T's one time and almost got in a fight, so we had to leave.
Oh,
I stole a buddy's girl, and
Somebody that went with you, or
no? It was just a guy that I'd been kind of beefing with for like since I can remember, and it seems like every girl that he's got ends up with me some way or another. Just me, obviously, you know.
Just pass him around, man.
But yeah. So I seen him there, and he was with my ex girlfriend, and I was with a girl that he'd went on a date with, and the girl that he went on a date with, he was still texting her while he was with my ex-girlfriend. And me and that girl still talk. So she was showing me, the girl was showing me pictures of him texting her while he was dating my ex-girlfriend. So I went and showed my ex-girlfriend the pictures and text messages. And I was like, hey, your little man is over here cheating on you with trying to get back with the girl I'm with. And they broke up. And now I still have that girl as a friend, and I got this one as my girlfriend.
So you went to Sammy T's,
like, yeah,
and
like,
stole a girl, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
It's easy.
It's beautiful, man.
It's a good life.
Straight up.
I don't know. I used to be able to stay out all night and party all I wanted to and go to field parties and big house parties. But like 17, 18...
Dude, those 2 years, man,
I was going hard. Every like couple of days, I was at one. And then, I don't know, man, something just changed. Now I can't hardly stay up past 11 o'clock.
Dude, I can, like,
I work too much.
I quit drinking pretty much like 6 weeks ago. I think I've had probably, I may have had like a 12 pack in like 6 weeks, you know? And I was always worried. A lot of it was like, I always felt like I needed to drink a little bit, you know what I mean? Like to be able to cut up and have a good time. Dude, I'm still crazy as hell. So
I was about to say, I kind of thought a little bit of the same thing, but then because I was afraid that people were going to see me sober and I act the same or worse than I do when I've been drinking.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm afraid people are going to look at me and be like, this dude's stupid. Like, well, I don't want to be friends with him. He's stupid. Because then I have an excuse if I do something or say something stupid. I'm like, oh, I was drunk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But now sometimes I don't even want to. That's just me.
Yeah, I don't want to be told. I don't, you know, like a lot of times you wake up that next morning and be like, do you know what you did last night?
Dude, where's my car?
I didn't know. I run through the yard naked. You know what I mean? It's like, what did I do? Yeah, it's almost scary, though, man, when you get to that point. You know, it's like.
I ain't never been there, really. Like, there's been a couple times where I didn't really know, but then it came back. But
right, yeah. See, I wasn't an alcoholic by no means. I just drank.
Like to have
I just
a good liked time.
Beer, man. Yeah. Yeah, but like if I was going to a party, like, or not a party, but like when you get to be as old as me, 20 years from now, you'll go to like couples parties and
kick
you got
backs.
Your kids and everything, you know, and it's still just as fun as it was when you were like 17, 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're like, man. Back in the day, I remember I'm like, my parents are like so boring, I'm sure. You know what I mean? But no, like they were having fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, the good thing about me, though, is like my parents always try to instill this don't ever do anything like that, don't do anything like this in my brain. And that made me want to do it even more. Mm-hmm. I feel like, and then they finally kind of gave up. I was like, he's going to do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah.
So I did, and then it did exactly what I thought it was going to do. I did it so much, I got burnt out on it, and I quit doing it. So, like, I'm not saying that teaching your kids not to do things, because it's very, very good to tell them, like, hey, probably shouldn't drink if you're underage. Or you probably shouldn't hang out with these people because they do this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Looking back at it, like, they were 100% just trying to help me. But being a stuck-up, hard-headed teenager, you don't want to listen to them.
See, some of my really good friends growing up, man, the kids that were like super sheltered, man, they were like the biggest trouble.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, bad.
That was me. I was into everything going there.
So you were sheltered?
Oh, yeah. Kinda?
Yeah.
I mean, my mom still makes my bed for me.
Well, you're only 19, though.
Well, shoot.
Who makes beds anymore?
Right.
We only make beds whenever, like,
people's coming over. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to go in your bedroom and sleep.
I got to give it to my wife, man, because this place in here looked like Toys R Us blew up. And I was, you know, today I texted you and said, man, I'm about to get on the highway. I was trying to get back on the tractor. And I text her. I was like, can you go upstairs and straighten up a little bit? So I got to give it to her, man. A lot of people's been asking me about her, too, man. I'm going to bring her on pretty soon, yeah. Nigga. My wife's pretty funny, man. I got a good wife that obviously she's pretty good if she lets me do this podcast and talk shit. And
yeah.
Everything else.
You advise getting married. I've had a hard time with
Who do I advise?
Like, do you advise getting married?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
See, everybody I talk to, like, at work, they're like, I hate my wife.
Oh, really?
Like, I don't get married. It's a bad mistake.
No, it's really what you make of it, really.
That's what I thought. I was like, just because you don't like your wife don't mean I'm not going to like mine.
Right,
just because you have a crappy marriage and you look at other girls all the time don't mean that I'm going to do that.
Right,
like, I'm very blessed to have a girlfriend that genuinely, of all the stuff I've put her through in the short, like, month and a half that we've been together,
yeah,
she stays locked by my side and wants to be with me forever. Like, she is totally convinced we're going to get married. And, I mean, if it happens, it happens. I'm okay with doing that. She's real good to me. She makes some good shrimp Alfredo, too.
Yeah, hey, a good cook, man. That always goes a long way.
She's been fattening me up, man. We're like 155, 160. I think we're like 180 now.
I'm like, I think I'm like 184.
Yeah, I'm short, too. My mom's 4'9", and my dad's 5'7".
You're as tall as I am.
I'm like 5'8", 5'9". I'm wearing boots about an inch and a quarter heel.
Well, yeah, because I'm 5'10". Yeah, so I think I'm like 5'10 and a quarter. I think I'm 5'10 and a quarter.
Yeah, I'm a little munchkin. No. Like Bigfoot, too.
Dang, dude. That's a grizzly bear.
Yeah, it's bad. Like, I'm 19 years old. I've had a full beard and, I mean, more hair on my body than most people's got on top of their head since I was 16.
I want to throw one of those, like, Nerf balls and get it to stick on you. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You would be badass at that. Tell playing that game.
It's like, I just run around butt naked, covered in oil, and somebody tries to throw little Velcro balls at me. Whoever gets it to stick wins.
We may come up with that. That's really a good. You know what's scary, though? Most people, they have a lot of hair on their body.
Go bald.
Yeah.
But I will, it comes from the top, bald.
Comes down, and spreads out throughout your body.
Whew.
Yeah, that's why people are bald on top, and they got hairy bodies.
Yeah.
The hair comes back through and
I'll knock on
sprouts
wood,
in other places.
And I'll say I ain't never going bald because.
More mind you. And I'll probably be dead by the time you get bald.
My grandpa. You to see it. My mom's dad, he's still got a full head of hair. And my dad's dad still got a pretty good set of hair. And they're 65. And that's where I got all this from, was from my mom's dad. And we have the same patterns and everything. Like, we took our shirts off and our backs have the same, like, patches in the same areas. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty neat, man. I think we should, I think that we should do, like, that wax stuff on you one time and make it.
I shaved a cross in it whenever I was playing basketball.
Did you?
Yeah. I had just a cross. Like, there was no hair anywhere but a hair cross.
The cross? Hey, what's your girlfriend's name?
Abigail.
Dang, that's long.
It is long. I call her Gail sometimes.
Gail. Yeah. Let's shave it to Gail.
Gail.
Yeah.
Yeah, I call her Sugar Butt. That's my nickname for her.
Is it Sugar?
Sugar Butt.
You ever call her your old lady?
Yeah, I got her on my phone as old lady.
Oh, shit.
I do. And then,
yeah, she ain't going to never stay with you, bro.
She loves it. She loves it.
How old is she?
She's 18.
18.
She just turned 18 in May.
Old lady. Let's see, though. Is it really? Is people saying old lady?
It's old, like O-L-E.
Yeah. So it's not the same.
That's how I got in there. That's my old lady over there, man.
Yeah.
She does pretty good.
Yeah. My old lady. 18 years old. She's really old.
Oh, yeah.
She's really old.
Mm-hmm.
Not old, old.
Yeah, like, you like them young or you like them old?
My wife's 4 years younger than me. But like the prettier, okay, let's just say I go to Rock the South, okay? And let's say if I was to get caught
like looking at another girl. Okay. She would probably be about 50.
About 12.
No, not 12. About 50. I think like the, as I get older, like between like maybe like the 30-year-old to like 59 or something, that's like the prettier, like Jennifer Aniston, dude.
Yeah.
I've said that before. I said it to your dad. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I ain't never killed a mountain lion, but I've choked a few cougars.
Yeah, there you go. Is she a cougar, though? What is it? Okay, hold on. I got to figure this out.
Cougar's an old lady that likes young men.
Okay. That's what that is. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have nothing to do with they don't have kids or nothing, right?
No. Like, I mean, they can be a, if they got kids, they guess they're a MILF.
Mm. True.
But I think a MILF and a cougar can be the same thing.
Yeah. That's true, too. Yeah. I never really thought about that, though, because I've heard of MILFs and cougars. I'm like, is cougars the people that's like that woman that was like the mom of the two fur babies? You know what I mean? It's like,
jeez, that's rough.
Yeah. Well, Miles. Meow. Meow. Yeah. Do you ever talk about stuff like this, too, which we're running close on time? But, like, okay, you're probably worse at it, but – like, you'll see this girl or something on Facebook, like somebody that's like my age or something, and they've been single for like 7 years.
Yeah.
But you know that they probably got like a guy friend.
Yeah, or doesn't really care who the guy friend is, the guy of the week.
Yeah, seeing like me and my brothers, a lot of times we'll sit around like Christmas dinner or something. I'm like, oh, so-and-so, I wonder what's wrong with her, man. She's been single for like 6 years or something, you know? I always think like probably ugly feet or something. And then, you know, then we start like, well, I heard she was dating or she goes and visits Brad, or I think there should be on Facebook something that's like also, but, you know, like instead of in a relationship, engaged or any of that kind of stuff, it's just like maybe
friends with benefits with Brad. Yeah.
It's like FWB, you know, John or something, you know? Yeah. That way people like me and my brothers don't, the curiosity don't like kill us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. I think they should do that. I'm going to call Tom.
Tom?
No, Tom ain't Facebook. That's my face. My face.
My face. My face. What's his name?
Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg.
Elon Musk wants to like beat his ass, dude.
They're like supposed to cage fight.
This is gonna be classic.
You seen Mark Zuckerberg lately?
No, is he muscled yoked. Up?
He's jacked.
He's buddies with Joe Rogan.
He's been
training
MMA with like Israel Adesanya.
Damn. He's gonna get his ass whooped, man. Mark Zuckerberg.
Elon Musk, I mean, like, no offense or nothing, but like he's autistic.
Wow.
Like, not going against them, because they can do anything that we can. I mean, heck, they're obviously a lot smarter than us.
Oh, yeah, they're geniuses.
But, good Lord.
He's going to get in that ring, man. He's going to unleash. Yeah. Because neither one of them's got to have money.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I think there's really some hate there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about, me and Jack was actually talking about that, yeah. I don't put 20... I bet you'll be able to bet on it in Vegas, dude.
Oh, yeah. Sports books.
Yeah. But what if it's a setup, man?
Like one of them Jake Paul fights?
Yeah. Butterbean wants Jake Paul bad, dude.
Jutterbean. Butterbean won't take the fall. He's raised up right.
Yeah. Butterbean.
I mean, he was on WWE for a little bit. He might take a fall.
Nah, he boxed Bart Gunn on there, dude. He knocked Bart Gunn's freaking lights out.
Who's Bart Gunn?
Bart Gunn was this wrestler who wanted to be like a boxer. He's just big, like huge. Brock Lesnar? Dude. Yeah, like that. Yeah. Yeah, he got like every. I think there were some people who was in like the 19th row that got hit with slobber when Butterbean hit fucking Bart Gunn.
How old is Butterbean now?
56.
He's a little old to be fighting.
Yeah.
But I want to see Rocky fight Jake Paul.
Rocky?
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sylvester Stallone's still stout, man.
Oh, they all use steroids, man.
Yeah.
But, heck, I'm going to start using steroids.
Are you?
Yeah. Maybe it'll be like reverse psychology and make it bigger instead of shrinking it up. Maybe it'll put the girth back in it instead of being flat.
I heard, man, if you want to get big,
You gotta do steroids.
Huh?
You gotta do steroids, man.
Yeah.
I mean, like muscular. Yeah. Yeah, you can take all that Walmart shit, that pre-workout and all that, and all it's gonna do is make your eyes bloodshot. And when you get back in that mirror, man, you're still like the same twerp you was.
Little noodle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Built like a line of coke.
That's right. Freebase.
I do not freebase cocaine.
That's one of the greatest. It I'm surprised really you know that. That's oh,
I
knew that.
I went down to the Redstone Credit Union in Alabama, Redstone Arsenal, at the rehabilitation center down there. Now, you don't get me when I be drinking tequila. I'm not, I beat old Sally up. That's the best
you
video.
You know the whole part, dude.
I used to sit there and watch it like over and over again.
Yeah. Who was that dude, man? What's funny is he looked like he would be like a shoe salesman.
Yeah, he had the, you could see like a little bit of his sideburn peeling off, like they were fake.
It's like he wasn't sure if he wanted like the Elvis or like the Elvis look or not. And he like looked like an old shoe salesman or something. Yeah. Hell yeah.
He'd walk in and be like, I see your feet. Yeah, so that's a pretty big toe you got right there.
If I ever went on The Bachelor, that's how I'd eliminate everybody.
Let me see your feet.
Yeah.
You got a crusty little pinky toe. I got to have full nail. Yeah. I can't have partial nail.
I'm like, ugh, got a little dead skin on there. Shoot. You know what I mean? Which I know it's going to happen, but
man. Take a salt bath.
Yeah. I've got, I got a shout out I got to give to somebody, dude. All right. There's this dude from, I think it's Lacon, Illinois.
Oh, I thought we'll say Lacon, like Vine.
No, no, not at Lacon, Alabama. His name is Dylan Smith, dude. He's 30 years old, and I've been told, man, that he is like the best lawnmower man in the whole country. Like, this dude knows his mowers and stuff. Yeah. And I was going to give him a shout out. My brother too. My brother Adam, he's ran into him a couple of rodeos and stuff. And, yeah. So my brother told him that he was going to holler at him.
Brother needs to get me on a bull.
You want to get on a bull? Really?
Oh yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
No, I'll get you.
I can knuckle up and actually do it. Yeah.
Just,
don't want to get killed. I hope I have a good career ahead of me.
Yeah. I broke my foot on a bull.
See, I don't want to do that because I don't get paid to leave yet.
That was the only broke bone I ever had.
I broke my wrist twice. I fell down the stairs when I was 16 steps.
So you didn't drop the commode lid?
No, I didn't do it on that. I had a very eventful year when I was like 2, yeah. So I fell down the stairs and I broke my wrist. And then when I was 13, I tried dunking a basketball on a low goal and I slipped and fell and broke it again.
Of something so funny, man. Talking about a flat pecker. You know, like you got like a glory hole.
It's the keys like a credit card machine.
Have you ever done like a glory gap? Like where you like sticking under a door or something? you think like, okay, if I like locked you out, do you think you could like
pick the lock,
get it hard and use it like a credit card? Like to open the door, you know.
For sure. Good. For sure.
Wow. That.
I had to do that a couple times when I get locked out of the house. Come home from school and nobody there. Somebody took the key in or something.
Pull your Peter out and take the lock.
Got to go to the back door, though. Can't do it in the front door. Cars will drive by.
I broke into a lot of doors with a credit card at home. I had, let's see, who's out? Somebody. I called to go and help somebody get in their house or apartment. And it was funny. I used like one of those Lego World cards. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I used my driver's license.
We could come up with a lot of jokes about that, man.
My driver's license is bent up.
Is it?
Or my old one was. My new one's not. But my old one was like, it had bends all in it for me trying to get in using
that thing. Oh, yeah. Yeah. As soon as you show it to a police officer, too, like if you get pulled over.
Don't even try to break in, sir. Yeah.
Boy, where was you at Saturday night at 9:14?
Oh.
Yeah.
Pitching a tent. Whoops.
You couldn't be pitching a tent, though. No, that flat.
I was flying a kite.
Do you think it's flat enough that you could put it in like a wallet thing that people put pictures of like their kids and stuff in?
Like one of them fold down wallets. Yes. Oh yeah.
Like a baseball card holder. You know what I'm
talking about? That's what I have to use as a rubber is a baseball card holder.
You have to have a flat one. Dang, that's so funny. I know you're kidding about that, but I have never heard of anybody dropping a commode lid on their wiener, dude.
Oh yeah, that was bad.
God.
Because I mean, your willy is just a sponge. It fills up with blood.
Like, mine's not long enough now to get smashed in the, under the commode lid, probably.
Mine, like, again, it happened the other day too. I was down. Got out of the shower, and I had to clean up something that was right there by the toilet. So I bent down and knocked it down. And this time, when it hit, there was a gap. It just hit, and there was a gap. It fit between the gap. Because it's so flat.
Oh, my God. Did it? Does it swell it up? Like, because I might try that.
Hey, they say that getting bee stings on your wiener can give you permanent enlargement. So,
really?
Yeah, go to a bee farm. Just hang it. Just do the dangle.
Just stick it in like one of those beehive catchers or whatever. Yeah.
A bee glory hole.
Wow. That's so funny, dude. God almighty.
Imagine you just walking out in a full like bee suit, but the only thing that doesn't have the bee suit area is your wiener.
Can you imagine how bad that hurt?
Yeah, but it's for a good reward.
Yeah, that is true.
No through, pain, no gain.
Through hell to get a little bit of heaven. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no pain, no gain.
Wow. Sorry, Jed. This has been classic, though.
This will be one of the best ones. I told you it was going to be the best podcast that you ever had.
You can come back sometime, man. I'm going to get your dad back, too. He probably won't want me to tell, like, who his son is. He's going to be like, look, dude, you told me that, I mean, I know you and I know how you are. You told me you wasn't going to get out, like, bad out of hand. And he's going to be like, I made it to the 4-minute mark, dude. And it was
over. I couldn't watch it past 4 minutes. It's like I'd have a parental advisory on it.
I'll have to mark it explicit, especially since I said the P word. I think that P word's more personal than anything.
Is it?
I think so. Not to the girls in Coleman. GD. I think you say F. You can say MF. But you say poo.
Poor nanny.
Yeah. And women are like, oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that just come out of his mouth.
Oh my goodness. That is repulsive.
His mama should have washed his mouth up soap. Well, guess what?
You kiss your mama with that mouth. Yeah, and I kiss your mama too with it.
Man, my mother was big. We've been threatening my son. He hadn't been really cussing. He's just been kind of experimenting around close to cuss words, you know, seeing what kind of reaction he'd get. And my wife's been talking about giving him soap, like putting soap in his mouth.
Oh, I've gotten soap.
Yeah, me too.
Ooh, that's rough.
Me and my brother Matt, dude, we loved Irish Spring. I'm serious.
My mom would squirt Dawn dish in my mouth.
Oh, Dawn. Dawn. Now, that probably took like 10 days to get out.
Yeah, it was bad.
Wow.
Tasted like 10 cans of Bounce That Egg.
It's like, you want a whipping or you mean washing your mouth out with soap? It's
I took a whipping. My dad had to quit whipping me because I got so used to him. I started building calluses on my butt. He just didn't hurt no more. He started taking away all my stuff.
Me and my brothers, man, my dad had this belt, man. It had like a bunch of coins on it, like, you know, made on it or whatever. We used to go upstairs and see who had the most, like, money's worth of change prints on our ass. I think my oldest brother one time, Noah's mad. I think he had like 94 cents or something on his ass.
He almost had a dollar.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody ever hit a dollar, dude. Yeah. But you see my Speedo video, it's I ain't got much ass. But, yeah. I think the most I ever had was like 33 cents. Yeah. Still hurt though, dude.
I had a Buffalo callus about nickels. A quarter inch. I mean, it was like they raised up like this much. Couldn't hardly wear blue jeans or nothing.
Ooh. Yeah, I always hated, like, my mother especially, man. If you went to run, like, wrapping that thing around the legs.
Oh, yeah, it went pulling where, you back if you ran, in. It hit wherever it landed.
Oh,
at.
Yes.
Going and picking your own hickory.
So, if anybody's out there right now, they're like, boy, he should have had his ass whooped when he was a kid. I got it. I just never got better.
Me too. Nothing worked. Nothing worked.
Like, It's like I've eaten as much soap as I have cereal.
Yeah.
And yeah, cereal's a big deal to a kid. Yeah. I got my share at Bo Wilpins, man.
Mm-hmm.
I was real mischievous. That's what they always said. I can't say
that. I had a terrible lying problem.
Really? You like to lie?
I didn't like to lie. It was just the easiest thing to do.
Yeah. I was always actually pretty honest, really.
I got to where I was because then I was like, I don't care. But when I was little, it was like I was getting spanked all the time because then people were saying that I was doing something. Or like, you know how kids lie. And they say I did something. And I'd be like, I promise I didn't do it. But my dad didn't know if I was lying or not. So he just whipped me anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, my biggest deal is when you have two brothers, if the middle brother got in trouble, most of the time I was involved. If the oldest brother got in trouble, the middle brother was involved. I think that's why the middle child's...
See, I'm the only boy. I have one sister, so everything was my fault.
Yeah, I know your sister, yeah. Yeah, they got a sweet little baby.
Oh, yeah, Elliot Jude. That's my buddy.
Yeah, cute, man. I love babies, dude.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I don't got one.
No, nah, you need one. You don't need to make an announcement on here or nothing, do you?
They do it one time. You want to hear a crazy story? There was one time this girl said I got her pregnant with twins, and she already had a set of twins.
And she said they were yours?
And she said they were, well, no, she used the old ultrasound pictures and cut the date and name off of it, used Photoshop and made it to where it was new and said they were mine. And this went on for like 3 months of my senior year until I graduated. She came to my graduation and everything. I went to the doctor with her. I went to the beach with her. The doctor thing, I don't know how she pulled that off. Went to the beach with her, everything. Finally, I was like, stuff's not adding up. I need you to take a piss test, and so I know it. She would never do it.
Yeah, I see it on the
thing. Yeah, she would never do it, so I just blocked her on it, and I ain't heard nothing about the kids since then.
Damn.
That's rough. I was 17. She's like 25.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, sounded like that was a crazy one, dude.
Yeah, she got arrested the other day.
Did she?
Yeah, she's out now, but about a couple months ago, she got arrested for like fraud and stuff.
Mm. It's a good thing you got out of that one, man.
Yeah, I didn't twins. Even need to be in that one.
What if the twins would have been Milo and Miles?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. You can't even make this stuff up. I'm in Alabama, baby.
Hey,
you can't even make it up.
You can't.
No.
We're them good old boys.
Yeah, good old boys. It's hilarious. I mean, like, there's so much funny stuff that happens around you. I saw one, too, where Coleman Daly put on there that girl with the short jeans. And they're
the
like,
guy in the motorcycle was behind him?
Yeah, that one says something about...
you know where that guy's looking.
Oh, yeah. And it was like something about they hope that basically they ain't blow out or something. And a lot of people gave him beef about it, you know? But I'm like... She knew what she was wearing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of them girls, man.
They cut them off to get attention, to get looked
it's
at.
It's like throwing a hot dog through a hallway, man.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. Yeah. Sticking in a warm glass of milk.
Ooh.
God,
like a fresh strudel.
That's right. Oh, my God. Like a grape snow cone and a hamburger. Or a roast beef. Okay, I didn't say that. That was terrible.
Can I get an Arby's number one, please?
Oh, dude.
Is that all, sir? And a Diet Coke.
All right, we're getting close on time.
No,
but I want to have you back. I'm going to put you on that. I'm going to put you with your dad on there, too, on the list, man, whenever people like cancel me or something like last minute, like Clint did. Queer.
Clint Black?
Nah. He called, but I wasn't going to have him on, man. He's too old.
Yeah, he had a heat stroke the other day.
Do you really?
Like, a couple of months ago, he had run off the stage. Couldn't even perform.
See, I like Clint Black. I was only making jokes. Yeah. People don't really, I think a lot of times people think I'm being serious, but like, if I say something negative about somebody, I'm just kidding.
My girlfriend's the worst. I say some mean stuff to her, and I'm not even meaning it, and she'll full on break down, squall, cry.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I'm like, hey, what
funny.
Are you crying for?
We're on it's like, you got to get on our level,
yeah.
Baby. You know? I've hurt my wife's feelings several times. I'm like, I'm just kidding.
I promise you would know. You'll know if I'm being serious.
Yeah.
You can't take anything I say seriously until... I'm like, you know when I'm being serious.
Oh, yeah. That's right. See, I'm the same way, dude. But my bad thing is, a lot of times when I get to aggravating, man, I don't know when to stop.
Yeah, I'm there too.
You know, yeah, and you get those warning signs. You're like, eh, throw one more joke at her, you know, or whatever.
And then it's just ain't getting none tonight.
Full blown PO'd. Yeah. So that's one thing I tell you about getting married. Crack about 18 jokes and own them or something, then stop it.
On that night, though, you better quit.
Stop it before 20, man. Because women are not programmed like men. I think that's why men always like younger women, is because of the maturity level. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like if I went downstairs and tried to talk to my wife about aliens, she'd be like, oh, Jacob, seriously. That's crazy. You're dumb. You know what I mean? Or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, no, they're really talking it. I don't even want to hear that. You know what I mean? Yeah. We're like, me and you could talk about alien. Hell, we might go alien hunting.
I have
to. You know what I mean?
Dude, I was with my grandpa one time. We was out in the woods just walking. I don't even know what he was doing. And he was like running. I've never seen my grandpa, Kenneth Thomas, two hip replacements, run as fast as what he did, trying to chase a UFO he thought he'd seen. Oh my God. And I was like eight. Like, I was young and I was looking.
Did you see one?
Heck no.
Oh. That's like Sasquatch.
He did. Hey, you looking at Sasquatch right now.
Yeah, I am.
I get called, that's my work nickname, Squatch.
Is it?
Squatch and Cod.
Cod?
Yeah, they call me Cod.
Damn it, man. I ain't got no cool nicknames. So now I know Cod and I know Spooner. I know Goob.
Yeah, we got a guy at work named Goob, but I know the Goob you're talking about, the fishing guy.
Yeah, Jonathan Collins.
Yeah, I get a lot of fishing stuff from him.
That's my buddy, man. Yeah, me and JC, we tight, man. We're thick as thieves, actually. I actually talked to him today on text message. See, that's what we're talking about, ain't it? Yeah. Talking on damn text message.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They got that Alabama Bass Council they always doing.
Dude, that's funny stuff.
They're meeting, and it's good for the community.
Yeah, they're on there right now.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah, they're on there tonight.
I watch
them. Well, actually, I think Slick and
Slick Johnson's funny.
Craig are somewhere else, but I think Nick Nasty and
Craig's also one of my nicknames.
Really, Craig?
Yeah, Third Leg Craig.
Yeah, Third Leg Craig. Not your left knee, not your right knee, but your wean knee.
That's a good one. I ain't heard that one.
Yeah, it's like, you want to sit on my knee? Not my left knee, not my right knee, but my wee knee. Yeah. See, that's the kind of jokes we told back late 80s.
Hey, yeah. You was born in like, what, 84?
84.
Yeah. I got that one on the dome.
Yeah, you did. So like in 1989 is when I was like
5 years old. You want to sit on my wee knee?
See, my dad was a pimp. My uncle was a pimp. My grandpa was a pimp.
I'm a second generation pimp.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah.
I don't even know how many generations of mine. I think we started pimping, actually.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Oh, no. Let's see. Kenneth was a pimp. And my dad for my mom was a for sure pimp. And then my uncle Wesley's a pimp, if you know Wesley.
Yeah.
Wesley's a pimp.
Yeah.
Well, he's always going to be a pimp. He's the OG. And Alex.
Oh, yeah.
Alex is a pimp.
Yeah. See, you got a whole family of pimps, too, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just, like, it's the Thomas, man. Mm. Something special. Like, girls can't stand it.
It's like y'all are automatically like an aphrodisiac. Is that what they call it?
What?
Like y'all put out those pheromones? What is it called?
That might be right, because I wear nice cologne all the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, scrolling through it, and it was like aphrodisiac colognes. And I was like, what is that? I was like,
raw oysters.
I was like, I want a nymphomaniac clone.
There you go. I think it is called an aphrodisiac.
I think that's somebody that smells good. It's obsessed with being smelling good.
Yeah, maybe. I think it's a woman attracting almost.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it like turns them on or something.
Okay.
I know some people.
I have that.
I know some people don't wear deodorant or cologne and swears that's the key.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, these old women around here, dude. No damn wonder people's
got
to have security.
I got a flood warning on my phone the other day, and it was hot. It was 95 degrees outside, and I got a flood warning on my phone. And I looked, and he was filming right down the road.
Really?
Yeah. I guess all the girls had to come out.
Wow. During that flood warning?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got it. He looks rough.
He does look a little rough, but I think girls like the rustic look. They like my beard.
Do, yeah.
Put beard oil in before I came, too.
Did you?
Yeah, I didn't know who might be here.
Man, that's nice. Yeah. You didn't know who might be here.
I didn't know who might be here.
Yeah. I got a lot of fans, man, that come pull up all the time and stuff. Want to get like a picture or something, you know?
Yeah.
Not really. Which most of my listeners are not from around here.
You got a little thing that tells you where they're from. Like the analytics or analytics, whatever it's called.
Yeah. It's like I'm in 13 countries, actually.
Nice.
Yeah. The Australian and the Belgian people, they've been sticking in there pretty tight. They've been hanging in there like a hair on a biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
But
hanging out like dog nuts.
Yeah, like Turkey. I'll get like somebody from like Turkey. I'll get Japan. I think I actually got a North Korea.
That's not good.
Do they know our language?
I'm sure.
Are they English?
No, they're North Korean.
Oh, yeah, that is true. That's true. But I mean, like, yeah, that's right. Because I thought I thought like this. Yeah, I do. I think I thought like this. Yeah. Yeah, I think I like duh. I thought like that.
I am Ladyboy.
Oh, this guy, the podcaster, he want to make fun.
He's you be in my store for hours. You get out and you buy something.
I'm going to find that guy and I'm going to cut his damn hair. And then I'm going to fix his toes.
Leaning a little bit Mexican now.
That's not North Korean though, is it? That's Korea women that do the feet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're Taiwan probably.
Taiwanese.
Yeah.
Well, that T-Town, but not Tuscaloosa, baby.
My nephew, he's got some Thailand in him. I don't know what you call it, though. You don't call him. I think there's something else they say. They get Thai. They have Thai in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thailand? It's a land full of Thai people.
Yeah, because it's not like
Thailandese.
Yeah, it's not like he's got some Thailand in him. It's Thai. Yeah. I couldn't think of that for some reason, dude.
I'm going to name my kid Thai, but like T-H-I-E or T-H-A-I. That's how it's spelled. T-H-A-I.
Oh, yeah, that is right, Aunt, because it's L-L-A-N-D.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I should have been spelling bee champ, man.
I was third place. Third grade. Third grade spelling bee. I messed up on pepperoni.
Pepperoni? I don't even know if I can spell pepperoni.
No, right I messed now. Up on sitcom. I got pepperoni.
Sitcoms, C-I-T-C-O-M.
Yeah, you would have meant further than I did. I thought it was sitcom. S-I-C-K. Oh,
S-I-C-K. Yeah. I've seen some, you know, ESPN. A lot of times they run the
like national spelling, yeah.
Half of those words I've never even heard in my life.
Iridocyclitis.
Yeah, it's crazy, what? Dude. It's like, whatever happened to like hippopotamus? And
yeah.
Mayonnaise and elephants.
I couldn't spell mayonnaise.
Pepperoni. No, I can't spell mayonnaise now, dude.
It's mayonnaise. It's mayo.
There's a word mayo. I was trying to. I always mess up on receipt.
Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah, Worcestershire. How do you say it? Worcestershire?
Wash your sister.
Wash your sister.
Wash your sister shower sauce.
I love some of that on a good old steak, though, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Woo. That's what, yeah. We had ramen noodles for supper, man. I had me some ramen noodles.
Ramen or ramen?
See, that's another one. Ramen, ramen.
Like I call him Raymond. Probably Raymond. I grew up doing it, but as I got older and was like obsessed with them a little bit because they're so good, I got fat eating them like real fat.
Chicken, you like the chicken?
Chicken, that's the only one I eat. Chicken,
yeah, me too.
There used to be a flavor called creamy chicken. It was pretty good.
Was it? I don't remember that one. I still eat SpaghettiOs and stuff.
I like SpaghettiOs, but like you got to get some crackers or some corn chips, some Frito scoops, and some SpaghettiOs. Mm.
See, I like corn chips and chili.
I like corn chips and peanut butter.
Corn chips and peanut butter?
Every now and then.
Never had that.
I'm feeling frisky.
I like peanut butter and saltines.
Same thing, but not.
But not. But you got the corn in there.
It's real salty. Salty sweet.
I like salt. I put salt on my salt, man.
Yeah.
I love it. Like when I go to the Mexican restaurant, I grab that chip.
Salt
dude.
Chips.
Oh, man. I'll salt my salsa and everything, dude.
You know that if you act like you like do a salt shaker to your mouth, you sound like you can taste the salt on your tongue.
If you just act like it?
Yeah. Like if you stick your tongue out and act like you're shaking salt on your tongue, you can taste it.
Really?
Yeah, try it.
But does, I mean, like, salt's going to come out?
No, it just like, you can, your brain thinks that it is. If you think about it, like, close your eyes and think about it,
yeah,
it, you can taste it.
Wow.
Try it.
So you should be able to use something else.
Maybe.
Yeah. Like, little small, like, paper balls or something.
Something.
Yeah.
Do it. I want to see if it works.
Do you ever throw salt over your shoulder?
When you do something?
Yeah, when you, like, knock the salt shaker over?
Mm-mm.
Oh, we do that. It's bad luck.
Across the windows when I run over a black cat?
Yes. Yeah, for real. If you drop that salt on the table, you got to throw one shake of it over your shoulder.
I'd be afraid the lid wouldn't be screwed on all the way, and I'd just get like that, and all the salt would get out.
Dump it on something. See, that's what Harry and Lloyd were doing in Dumb and Dumber, dude. You remember he told him, he dropped the salt. He's like, you got to throw it over your shoulder. He threw it over his shoulder, and he hit Billy Bob or whatever. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. I watched it. But the whole thing about the salt thing, it's a trick. But you weren't doing it. So you get it. I was wanting you to do it. That's why I kept on saying do
it. Oh.
We used to get people like that at school all the time. I was
thinking like a real salt shaker, dude.
Yeah, I was trying to get you to like not realize it and do
everybody
it.
Everybody's listening to this needs to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just act like you got a salt shaker in your hand. Stick your tongue out and act like you're pouring salt on your tongue and you taste it. That's weird, man. It worked.
Whoa.
It's real salt. I wonder if it works for the pepper. Pepper shaker.
Pepper or pecker?
You got to do the pepper shaker harder.
It's black, too.
Oh, man. All right, dude. We're running out of time. So, all right. So, we got this album that's coming out middle October.
Yeah, somewhere around that time.
All right. Well, I'm going to talk about it whenever it comes out on whoever I have that week or whatever, too. So, yeah.
I'll send you the date when it officially comes out and you can write it down or something. The way that all that stuff works is I have to wait till the single comes out so I can have my Apple profile and my Spotify profile and I can log into it once it's on there and claim it. And then I can put that link to the album so it puts it onto that profile. So it's not a wrong one.
Right. Okay.
You know, because if I put it out, it could create another one or it could go to somebody else's if I don't have the right one. So I got to wait till at least August 28th before I can put it out on like pre-sale.
So August 28th, not October.
That's the single.
Oh, yeah. August 28th is the single.
The single promoting
October's
the album.
October's
the album.
Yes. Real quick. How can people follow you and stuff?
My Instagram is, I don't know. I think it's Carter Jackson Thomas, my whole full name.
If anybody's want to check me out on TikTok, guest who, at guest who, WJG. I'm going to say that one too, because I don't think I've ever even said that before.
Yeah. My Instagram is Carter Jackson Thomas, just my full name. And it says like musician band on the thing, on the profile. My TikTok is Carter J. Thomas Music. And then my Facebook is Carter Thomas Music. It's got a Facebook page. So
sweet.
There's all a little like, I'm about to, if we still have time, play a song.
Yeah, that's what I was going to let you do. Yeah. I'm going to let you end with a song.
Yeah,
actually.
Play the song. And then there's some like little snippets of it on with the album cover picture on
I can, I'll cut this part of it for you and send it to you too.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll cut the video on there. All it's right. Also, Guest Who with Jacob Gibbs also on YouTube. So I'll put like a best of reel and stuff on there. So you can hear some of the best of from the podcast too. So that's one thing I'm really bad about. I forget to promote like, or to even tell about like my own stuff, you know. So yeah.
Ooh, I'm gonna get this set up right here, and we'll play.
And the name of this song is
"It's Empty Home."
Empty Home. I've already heard it once, and I'm gonna tell you what, it's a good one. Real quick, while you're doing that too, you know, go ahead. Do you know like if you went in and you did a cover song like Luke Combs did with Fast Car.
Yeah.
That has become like a huge hit again.
Yeah.
Do people allow like musicians
to
do?
You have to get on with like a lot of publishing stuff, and you have to ask the permission to use it, and you have to give them royalties off the song, off the money so that it's you make. Like a- yeah, but I'm sure if I did it, I wouldn't get caught because I'm nobody really right now. But if I was famous like Luke Combs is, and they knew that you're gonna make a bunch of money off of it,
yeah. So Tracy Chapman's probably like,
oh yeah, she had never allowed anybody else to cover it.
Tracy Chapman's got good songs. You don't know, do you?
I don't like Tracy Chapman that much.
Do you not? Mm-mm. Dude.
I'm not into it. I don't really like Fast Car by her. I don't really like Fast Car or the song, period.
You're raunchy.
Nah, it's just like...
I love it.
It's like...
The last song I learned was Fast Car before Luke Combs.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I like his version, but I don't know. I feel like he tries to sound like her.
I like it.
You like it?
Yes. I like remakes.
You like remakes?
I do. I love it.
But you probably like my page then, because I sing everybody's remakes.
Yeah, I do. I like your stuff on there. Yeah.
I see you like it or comment on there.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
Yeah. So, we're going to get you a lot of listeners from this.
Hopefully so.
Yes.
I need it as much as I can. I'm really, that's one thing I love, like helping people out. And if one of my songs gets through to somebody and really hits them in a place they need to be.
That's what music, man. I've always said it. I'm like, music, I mean, it can bring you up and bring you down, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like tequila. You can knock a woman up or knock a woman down. That's right. Stole that one from Theo Vaughn. But yeah, this is Empty Home, the single off of my new album that'll be coming out in October. I hope y'all guys don't hate it. But.
You're gonna love it.
Camel's blowing out the window. Chorus light in the console. Driving my pain away one line at a time. She's gone for good this time. Says she's tired of the whiskey and wine, but I just can't seem to get in line. Told me it was done for good. What we had, we never should. If we could go back in time, she'd change it all. No, it took all she had. Say she wasn't coming back, and I don't blame her one bit for leaving. She took everything and hit the road, and I don't know what direction she'll go. All she left me with was alone and this empty. I'm sitting on the back porch, thinking about all the things I could have done to make her stay. It's too late now. She's told the whole dang town. Now I can't even go out. If I could go back, I would change myself for the good. I know it took all she had. Say she wasn't coming back, and I don't blame her one bit for leaving. She took everything and hit the road, and I don't know what direction she'll go. All she left me with was alone. This empty home. This empty home. This empty home.
Dude, that was awesome.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, look, if it doesn't sound right on this podcast, it's because of this mics. Because, these are like talking mics, so yeah. I wanted people to know that, yeah, because it sounded really good, dude. Yeah.
probably got a little too close.
No, it was good on there.
Did it show
yeah.
it was good?
Yeah. Right, if there's any little high spots or whatever, that's what I was wanting to tell, like, the audience or whatever. Like, if you're a little, like, there's difference between singing microphones and talking. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I wanted somebody to know that. Yeah, it sounds freaking awesome, dude. Yeah. So, October, man. August 28th.
August 28th.
There's somebody, man, you remind me of, your voice, dude. Of course, I'd be blank. He's...
Is he old or new?
Man, he sings that song about his dad, like the wolves getting his dad. What's the name of that song?
Keep the Wolves Away by Uncle Richard.
Yes. I think you sound like him, dude. Like him? So, yeah. Yeah, Uncle I love Lucius. That song. I can't remember. I went blank on it. But yeah, you kind of sound like him, dude.
Appreciate
yeah,
it. He's I like a good guy.
That. Yeah, he is.
I'm blessed with the ability to like change my voice.
Yeah.
And a lot of things. So like if I want to sound like Garth Brooks, most of the time I can kind of get in there and sound like Garth Brooks. If I want to sing like a George Strait song, I can kind of keep it in the same area. But like it just
a lot of people tell me I sound like George Brooks.
George Brooks.
I mean Garth Strait.
Garth Strait. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I can't carry a tune singing, fucking dude. God. Oh, yeah. What is it? You can't carry a tune in a backpack? Yeah, I couldn't carry a tune in a backpack, man, singing. Phew. So, well, all right, man. He gave y'all, he gave everybody his information stuff. Carter Thomas, check it out. I'm going to, when his song debuts and stuff on all the platforms, I'll talk about it on there because I'm on the Spotify and stuff. So while they're already there, then just go check it out, oh, yeah. You know? Yeah. So, do big things, my man. I know you will.
Trying to make a living the best
you,
I can.
There you go, brother. I think you're on the right track.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Great talking with you.
You too, buddy. I appreciate you coming on.
Yes, sir.
If you're wanting to shop Guess Who merchandise or maybe create your own, check out AddisonDesigns.us. They have everything from hats, shirts, koozies, coasters, you name it, they make it. Check them out, AddisonDesigns.us. Don't forget to use the promo code GUEST2, receive 10% off. Check them out.